At the core of the recovery process lies the pattern of our thoughts. If our thoughts are dominated by negativity, it's very unlikely that we have much promise of recovering. I now invite you to take the reports of your thoughts that you have taken now over the past 3 or 4 days and tally up the total number that you were actually able to record. Then, of course, what you want to see is what is the proportion of thoughts that are positive that you have been having as you've tracked them over the last 3 or 4 days? Is the proportion of thoughts that are positive that you have tracked only 10%? If so, the probability, the possibility, the inevitability of your recovery turns out to be very, very small. I say this even if you are taking positive action on many fronts with regard to therapies and other approaches that you know will make a difference. Our thoughts lie at the foundation of everything that happens in our lives. If we are inundated with negative thoughts, our cells, our muscles, our tissues, our neurons will literally be attacked as if we were in a war zone. Negative thoughts do us no good whatsoever and are very likely to sustain damage to the cells of our body. Positive thoughts, on the other hand, have an incredibly high energetic charge. They are the source of all healing in our body. To acknowledge the proportion of positive thoughts gives then an incredible indication of work that you might consider doing in transforming all negativity. Becoming then an individual who carries positive thoughts will mean that all the actions, all the steps that you are taking to help you recover from the neurological challenges that you currently experience will, in fact, take full effect. In other words, perhaps you are pursuing a whole strategy of eating only raw or healthy food. This strategy, if you are also having positive thoughts in the vicinity of 90% or 95%, will yield 100% effect. If you're eating healthy, raw foods and your thoughts are more in the realm of 10% positive, then the effort of eating healthy foods is not going to have a full effect. It will be much diminished. Bolster then all of the efforts that you are taking to help your body heal, to recover, to come back into full balance by monitoring your thoughts, acknowledging the extent to which the proportion of positive thoughts is not as high as you would wish, and take action to clean up all of those negative thought forms that are not in your best and highest interest. Again, many of these negative thoughts rattle around the same way time after time after time, so that at the end of the day, we have actually had the same negative and damaging thought as many as 5 or 10,000 times that day alone. To eliminate that and to replace that with positive thoughts means that we have the energy necessary to manifest our heart's desire. May you continue to monitor your thoughts with the technology I have introduced this week and become mindful then throughout the day of each and every thought that enters into your mind, especially those that you're having when that buzzer rings off. Set the intention to transform negativity into thoughts that will be in your best and highest good. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.